البخاري ومسلم روايه عن ابي هريره. The theme for the next couple of weeks probably is to talk about the etiquettes of salah. The etiquettes of salah. I spent maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks prior to maybe the last 2 months talking about the makruhat as-salah. I mean, what we shouldn't, the unrecommended actions regarding prayer. And I talked about maybe 8 or 9 of them in total. And what I want to talk about moving forward are the etiquettes of salah. And this collection of a hadith can be used for children and for people who just learned Islam to understand kind of how to conduct themselves during salah and before and around. And I'm not going to go through a specific methodology, so I'm not going to start like before the salah and moving to the end of it. I'm just going to be, so it's unpredictable. So you have no idea what I'm talking about, purposefully so, just so that it stays a little bit fresh for everyone listening, or else it becomes boring because you know what's going to come next. So I'm just going to talk about it all over. But I'm going to start with this hadith that I think is probably one of the most important ones for us in terms of the adab. As he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْعَوْنَ وَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَمْشُونَ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, is when the iqama of the salah goes off, come to prayer, but don't come to prayer, وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْعَوْنَ. Don't come running or jogging, but rather come to it walking. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ, in a state of calmness and tranquility. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was praying and someone came running into the masjid with their feet like that during in the middle of salah. So he finishes prayer, he turns around. Who did? قَالَ زَادَكَ اللَّهُ حِرْصًا. May Allah increase your love for salah. Don't do that again. No, come running like that. Made us think, the Sahaba and their Salah are going to pull their swords. The sound is startling and it's it's disheartening. Like when you're praying, we're trying to the best of your ability to focus and to be in a state of calmness and serenity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when something startles you, which is why, of course, you have to check your phone before you come into the masjid and make sure that it's on silent. And then find a way to remind yourself when you leave. Because when your phone goes off, even if it's like Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad making adhan in Masjid Al-Aqsa. Even if it's something, it ruins salah because that's not the moment for it. I have people who like leave it because they enjoy, they leave it because, I can't silence adhan. Really? Who said you can't silence adhan? Who told you this? Who told you can't do that, but you're allowed to annoy and bother and break the rhythm of 300 people praying their prayer? So there's a lack of, so the Prophet ﷺ is talking about something that is actually essential to prayer, which is you making it to prayer. And you're still not allowed to make noise and bother people. Forget about something else that has nothing to do with salah. If you're trying to make salah, make it for the waqa, you walk. If you make it, then barakah. If you don't make it, then khair as well. And you can make up for whatever you lost of the salah. But you don't bother people. And the Prophet ﷺ says you have to have sakina when you come to prayer. You have to have a certain degree of calmness and tranquility when you come for salah. Don't come in that method where you're bothering people. And for the piece of information, if you come in and usually the reason that you jog is because the imam made ruku'ah, and now you're panicking because you want to make the rak'ah. Just be aware that if you don't make it, this is for the majority of schools, not all of them, but for the majority of schools of your students without going, and I will share some fiqh throughout these sessions because I'll have to, because not all the madhab have the exact same opinion on everything. But for the majority of schools, if you make it for the ruku'ah, but you don't have enough time to say a tasbihah while the imam is still in ruku'ah, it doesn't count for the majority of them. And it's a safer opinion, it's the opinion that I take and the opinion that I teach. So if you walk in and you say Allahu Akbar, first of all, you have to do the takbir to ihram standing up. And then you do another takbirah. You don't do one takbirah going down. Your salah is invalid from the beginning. Yeah, and you repeat the whole thing. So it's one takbirah for ihram, and then takbirah for ruku'ah. So you go down for ruku'ah, and you start saying, and the imam says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, that's it. You repeat that. That rak'ah, repeat it. It's safer to do so. There is an opinion that allows you to hold on to the rak'ah. There is an opinion. I just don't think it's the one that's safer, and I don't think it's the one that has enough evidence to support it. I think the jumhur al-ulama is that you should catch it. So just keep that in mind and try not to jog to salah. It's bothersome to people. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam specifically said not to do it. And I just drew the analogy of all the other bothersome actions you can do on salah, with keeping your phone on or or otherwise. But this was specifically the Prophet ﷺ talked about, and he was teaching us an adab. When you come in with that calmness, with that tranquility, and you don't bother people within their salah. And if you miss, it's okay. You'll make up for it in a moment. It's nothing to, yani, your intention was to make jama'ah, you didn't make there for some reason, you came late, yani, traffic, whatever, no problem. Come in and take, you get your ajr with your good intention. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي إمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا أقيمت الصلاة فلا تأتوها وأنتم تسعون وأتوها وأنتم تمشون وعليكم السكينة فما أدركتم فصلوا وما فاتكم فأتموا. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك، لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله.